Last week we read Exodus 9:16. But indeed, for this purpose, I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. That's our general purpose as children of God, that God's glory and power can be transmitted through us, for the world to know God through us. Hallelujah. That his name may be declared in all the earth. Praise the Lord. And I said, according to the word of God, that it is God that worketh in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. Praise the Lord. I also reminded us that God made you and I for his sake. God made you and I just for his own sake. That we are carriers. We are carriers of God's image. Never forget that. That is meant to embolden you. That is meant to embolden your family. That is what we need to remind our children with, because the world is presenting them with different kinds of images. Let them know and remind them from the word that they are carriers of God's image. You are a carrier of God's image. You are necessary in God's kingdom plan. And that is why you are here. And that is why you woke up this morning. That is why you are alive. Hallelujah. Job made us to understand that no purpose of God can ever be withheld from him. Nobody can withhold God's purpose. Nobody can say, God, your purpose will not come to pass. Even Satan tried it. And God said that the seed of the woman will bruise his head. And that happened at Calvary. Hallelujah. Job said in Job 42 and verse 2, I know that you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. Praise the Lord. We ask the question, who am I? Who are you? Who am I? I'm not going to repeat everything I said last week. Go back, download it on your phone, our church app, and you can listen to that message for free. Praise the Lord. But some of the things I said was that if you don't know who you are, fear will grip your life. Fear that will keep you from pushing the purpose of God out. Everything God impregnated you with, fear will not allow you to release it. And many of us, and when I say many of us, not just in this church, out of the 7.something billion people living on the face of the earth, due to the ignorance of identity, a lot of people have aborted the greatness of God on the inside of them. Praise the Lord. And also babies that were aborted. Thank God for mercy. Thank God for his grace of forgiveness. A lot of destinies have been wasted and aborted out of ignorance. Hallelujah. Every man, every one of us who have made Jesus our Lord and personal Savior, we are meant to find ourselves in Christ. Let the world find themselves in the world. You are meant to find yourself in Christ. I am meant to find myself in Christ. Hallelujah. Our parents give us names. They give us names according to what they understand, according to what they see. Even now, names are important. We know so. Hallelujah. But there is no parent that can give you your purpose. They can give you your name. They can't give you your purpose. They can't give you the reason why you are. They can give you a name that you can be called. They can give you a name that they feel that this is your, as you answer that name, you will be answering your destiny. And it may be great, it may be good that they give you that great name. But they can't give you a purpose. Hallelujah. Our parents are used by God as a passage. They are just a passage through which we come to life, but they did not give us life. Let me pause there. Our parents did not give us life. They are the passage through which we came, but they did not give us life. It is God that gives life. Praise the Lord. And this truth needs to marinate in our hearts. Because if we realize that it is God that gives life, then we that we are parents, we have to be very careful how we steer the lives of our children. We have good intentions, but most of the time, we want to steer them according to what we are convinced of. My son must be an engineer. He must be a doctor. When God did not create that child to be so, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The purpose of anything is determined only by the manufacturer. He that makes a thing determines the reason for the thing. Purpose means the reason. Only the manufacturer determines the reason for whatever he created. There is nobody that makes something and after making it and saying, I will use it for this. No. Let me use it for that. No. Reason exists before the product. Reason exists in the mind of God before we were made. And I read to us Jeremiah chapter 1 last week. Time will fail me to go back there again. Hallelujah. Everybody needs to find their reason for being. You need to find it in Christ and let that become the pursuit of your life. And the good thing is that in Christ, it's never late to find it. Abraham found it at 70 something years. It's never late to find it. Not finding it is the problem. Not knowing it is the problem. It does not matter what a man may have achieved in life. You must achieve the purpose for which God made you. The world has a definition of what purpose is. And they pursue it in that manner. We are not of the world. We may be in the world. Our own is different. Amen? For a child of God, it is different. Praise the Lord. Another thing is, not everybody is ignorant of why they are. Some people find it and they discard it. You know why? Because to them, it's not grand. To them, it's not great. Because they have compared it to another person's life. And whereas that thing keeps gnawing you in the heart, that thing keeps pulling you and pulling you, and you ignore it because you have characterized it as not big enough. Or how long is it going to take me to actualize this when I'm already here? Whereas you're already here where you are in the wrong place. Hallelujah. I think many years ago, I depicted this in this fashion. I wish I had brought a rope to show us. Let me use this stage as an example. And I pray that God will open your understanding. Let's say this is the beginning. And that is the end. God has figured out the end. He figured it out before you were started. Before you were born, God figured this one out. And then, God, by his Holy Spirit, has drawn a straight line, as it were. It could be a straight line with valleys and mountains. It could be a straight line with dangerous rapids. Hallelujah. Because along the line, God strengthens us before we get to that very end. Now you have that straight line. And you begin to follow that straight line. And you begin to follow it. And you are looking at it. As long as you are focused on it, you follow the straight line. Suddenly you see something fancy that looks fancier than that. Hallelujah. And you have already gotten here. And then you go this way. And you follow it this way. And you keep on going this way. Going towards that thing that is so fancier. And suddenly, Pastor Carl came and jolted your brain. And jolted your spirit back to life. And said, hey, you are missing the point. You have missed the way. You need to find your purpose. It does not, you are like, but look at me. Look at all that I have spent. Look at all that I have struggled for to get to this point. Yes, you may have spent, you may have struggled, you may have done everything to get to this point, and you are on that path, whereas this is the path that God created you for. And you are like, well, it doesn't matter. I will keep on going. When you get there, you are failed. Hallelujah. And if you are going to go back there, if you are going to follow that path, where do you start from? You start back from where you missed it. You have to go back to where you missed it. It doesn't matter the experience you have gained in the wrong path. Until you are in the right path, you have not gained any experience at all. Praise the Lord. Is somebody following me? Amen. Your purpose is great. My purpose is great. Nobody can ever tell me that my purpose is not great. Yes, my father may have had 5 wives, and I'm the last son, number 20. And somebody is telling me, well, your father committed adultery, and you were born. Nobody can have 5 wives. I understand that, but that doesn't mean my life is meaningless. Hallelujah. My father didn't give me life. My mother and my father may choose to have slept together. It was God who decided who I will become. Hallelujah. It was God who decided who is coming out of that place. Praise the Lord. They may have had their meeting in secret, but I was decided in the secret place of the Most High God. And then he brought me to be. So they can't determine it. It is God and I together working with him that determines who I become in life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your purpose is great. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. It's not about where you were born. It's not about the family you were born into. When Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph, they were poor. They had nothing. Mary's purpose was found in the birthing of the Messiah. I pray that your purpose will be found. I pray that the Holy Spirit will lead you to find your purpose in Jesus' mighty name. When God created you, when God created me, he programmed within us a compelling reason for our existence. This morning I was meditating about my son. Our youngest son, I was just meditating about him, his character, his mannerism, everything about him. And I could hear the Holy Spirit speaking to me and saying that this boy, that the kind of greatness I have deposited in his life, you and your wife don't even have an understanding. To you, it might be every time he's troubling you. But what you don't realize is there is something great. I can't put my finger on it, but I can sense it in my spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because this boy has a compelling thing that moves him. asking questions. It's like me. My wife will always say, oh, it's like you. It's like you. And when you bite into something, you don't leave it easily. It's like you. Always asking questions. Always wanting to know. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have asked a question before we realize that, oh, we shouldn't have. But then, it's because of what God has deposited in us. The man who discovered gravity. How did he find out? Legend says, he sat under an apple tree. And an apple fell. And hit him on the head. He looked up. How did that apple fall? What speed did he take to fall? It became his life pursuit. Suddenly, that was all he focused on. And then he was able to write the equation for gravity. Praise the Lord. Some things happen to you that you say, oh, it was just a mistake. No, it wasn't a mistake. Maybe it's you that cook and everybody likes your cooking. And every other person has cooking there and they don't like it at all. Some will have spent so much money to cook and it's your cooking everybody gravitates towards. Watch out. God may be saying something to you. Praise the Lord. Maybe it's you when you buy clothes at the store. You are not satisfied with the way it was. Your imagination fashioned it and said, you know what? I'm going to make it this way. I'm going to put this. I'm going to put that. And then you put it on and everybody's like, wow, where did you buy this? Watch out. Watch out. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What I'm trying to tell us is, nobody is better equipped to tell you about who you are, but God himself. Amen? One of my favorite scriptures, if you have known it, you have guessed it right. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 6 to 11, all speaks about purpose. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature. When it comes to the issue of purpose, only the mature will understand it. Only the mature in the spirit, will have an inclination to it. He says, yet not the wisdom of this age. It's not the wisdom of man. It's not the wisdom of the world. Nor is it that of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Hallelujah. Purpose is a mystery. The hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages of our glory. Before the ages of our glory. That wisdom that has been programmed in you. That when you find it, the glory of God will begin to shine in your life. He said, my son, eat thou honey, for it is good, and the honeycomb which is good to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be. When you find it, then there shall be a reward. Hallelujah. He says, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, if they had known the purpose of Jesus, if they had known why he came, if they had known why he was born, if they had known why he walked this earth, they would not have crucified him. They did not know. Because they did not know that he came to be crucified. Praise the Lord. They said, they thought they were stopping him, but they actually were fulfilling the purpose. Sometimes, those who rise up against you, you should be thanking them. You know why? Because they are pushing you towards your destiny. Hallelujah. They are pushing you towards your destiny. That's why I don't really want any human being that is my enemy to die. I've said it time and time. I don't want them to die. What's the glory of them in dying? It is better for them to see me achieve. Praise the Lord. They become a witness to my glory. They become a witness to my success. They try to stop me, and then they will see me achieving. and they were like, wow, see what the Lord has done. I pray that that will be your testimony in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He says, but as is written, I have not seen, nor hear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God prepared for those who love him. If ye love me, obey my commandments, he said. But God has revealed them to us, to a few. And I pray he will reveal it to you too. Through his spirit, through the Holy Spirit. This answers so many people's questions. If you put your mind to it. But God has revealed them through his spirit. For the spirit searches all things. The spirit searches all things. The spirit is God's touchlight that you use to search and find. He said, yes, the deep things of God. Purpose of a man is deep. I told us this last week. He says, for what man knows the things of man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the spirit of God. Your purpose belongs to God, not you. Praise the Lord. Did you hear me? I say your purpose belongs to God, not you. Hallelujah. Sometimes you sense it and you are not even sure. You keep sensing it, but you are not sure. That happened to me many years ago. I sensed it. I tried to run away from it. I had another picture for myself. And then God will bring it again. Then he will take my mind back. Then I remembered the first time my stepsister, who was SU, invited me to a crusade. I went there, a very young teenage boy. I was excited. I saw the crowd. I didn't understand what a crusade was. I thought we were going there to watch a movie. In those days, they used to show movie outside. I thought it was a cinema. And then I stood there. Somebody kept on talking and talking. I'm like, is this why we came? I disappeared. I didn't know that the mark of God had already been put on my life. Then God reminded me when I was a little boy how many times that they tried to kill me, how many times they tried to cripple me, how many times they tried to maim me, and he always shows up for me. Hallelujah. Then I thought about my life again when I was in school in Italy. How many times I could have died. Freak accidents that have killed many. And how he showed up for me. Hallelujah. Then I began to look at all of those. Then I would say again, Lord, no. I want to be a fashion designer. In my brain, from time immemorial, fashion has been there. Amen. I believe that God created me with it. But that was not the reason why he made me. Amen. Just that so that when I appear, I have to show his glory. So don't get angry when you see me showing the glory of God. Hallelujah. I can't be cured of it. Amen. It's a glory disease. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's from a little boy. Christmas is coming. My mother has already bought our shoe. In those days, Kingsway, Leventis, both sins, you know, brought it home. But you can't wear the shoe out. Every moment you wear it upstairs and you march with it, ka, ko, ka, ko, ka. And your mother will say, ah, you carry it again, you go and keep it. But your mind can't leave that shoe. Amen. I became a shoe freak. I tell you, I became a shoe freak. To the extent when I was in England, and I don't glory in it. I don't glory in it. I had a house for my shoes. Amen. I had a house for my shoes. I had more than 200 pairs of shoes. Praise the Lord. Yes. Sometimes I give 50 pairs to displaced people in Africa. They send it to them. Then I'll get more again. Right now, I can't tell you how many pairs I have. And don't ask. I can't be cured of it. Sorry, I told my wife. I said, you know, of everything that God has delivered me from, He has not been able to deliver me from this. So my wife stopped asking questions. That, oh, when did you get this? When did you get that? She stopped asking. Now he's like, oh, I like that. That's nice. That's good. Praise the Lord. I struggled. I didn't want it. I want something else. But guess what? I had no rest. There was no rest in me. Everywhere I turned to, this minister will say, come. The hand of God is on your life. I'm going to run again. When I get here, another the hand of God, I will run again. The hand of God. I became assistant in the church. I became the general secretary in the church. Time will fail me to tell you a whole lot of stuff. People began to call me pastor. Pastor. I will say, shut up, I'm not your pastor. I don't want to be a pastor. It got to a point. That Monday morning, I said, Lord, I have to sort this matter out with you today. Very early in the morning, I knelt down beside my bed. And I said, Lord, today, not tomorrow, today, you must send somebody. Somebody must come to me. Somebody I don't know who must come and tell me, thus said the Lord, that God, you called me into ministry. If there is nobody by 6 o'clock, we don't have a deal. And I was so confident in myself. But I knew I prayed that prayer with my whole heart. I was like Jacob, who was left alone and wrestled with God. And then after I had done, I felt good that yes, I have given God an ultimatum and I have put God in a box. We'll see who is going to win. In 2 hours, God won. An officer called me. Young man, when you are done with your visitor, come and see me. I said, where is your officer? He said, printing workshop. I said, okay. I went and looked for him. And the guy who was a pastor was with me. I said, let's go. That guy must want to talk about church. We got there. You've heard me say this too many times. But this is the reality of finding purpose. I knocked on the door, stood by the doorway. This man that I have never seen before, and this man that I never saw again after that moment, put down his glasses and looked me straight in the eye. Say, young man, do you know that God brought you here so that you can get to know him and go out there and preach the gospel? That's all I wanted to tell you. I just crumbled like useless cloth on the floor and started crying. Say, Lord, you got me. You got me. You got me. Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. And here I am today. And that is what is preserving my life. And that is what, when you wake me up in the middle of the night, I am ready to go. That is the passion that keeps me going. Praise the Lord. I thought I had confined God with time, but God showed up and said, that is it. I have been nudging you since you were a little boy, but you did not understand it. But now I have spoken to you in a clear-cut manner, which you cannot deny. And from that day, I say, yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, since the first of our five fundamental questions is very paramount. It's a question that a lot of people have not unraveled. And some of us don't even care about unraveling it. Why? Because we are in our comfort zone. We are okay. I'm cool with the way my life is. What more? What better things can happen again? After all this, no, I'm okay. No, you're not. You may be okay physically in the terms of worldliness, but when it comes to God, you are not okay. Many are afraid. You are even afraid to discover. That's why you don't want to pray about it. That's why you don't want to seek the face of God about it. You are afraid of what God is going to say to you. Praise the Lord. I know some people that are meant, they are serving in another church, but they are meant to be here. I know them. And they are struggling. They are struggling. And I look at them and laugh. Why don't you just obey God? Why don't you just do it? There is room for you here. There is always room in God's service. Praise the Lord. Many are afraid to find it. What if it has to take me out of my comfort zone? What if it has to strip me of the yes sir people do to me? What if? There's a scripture that says, I'd rather be a dumb man in God's kingdom than a general in the world, I paraphrased. Praise the Lord. Oh, I've invested so much in my life. Look at all the money my parents spent on me to become this. You see, maybe it's not a good example to use, so I'm going to skip it. Many of us, our lives have been redirected. Our destinies been redirected by our parents. And some of us, by what we see in other people, then we want to become it. You know the fad with a lot of African people, especially ladies. You come to America, what do you want to do? I want to be a nurse. Do you think that's your destiny? Oh, you know, nursing is a pathway to quickly make money. Okay. You might make money, but what if you kill people? Will God be glorified through that job? You have to think it through. Because everything is not about money. Praise the Lord. Some of us, we pursue the easiest thing, the easiest path, the easiest thing we can find that is not going to cause too much trouble in our lives. And we stick to it. I remember when I first came to Kansas City and I was preaching about destiny, about purpose. And there were some people who worked at the jailhouse. Some had master's degree in accounting. Some has master's degree in business administration. And you are spending your master's degree to watch prisoners. Because you are doing overtime. Are you crazy? They fought me. They rose against me. How dare you? No, no, no. How dare you? How dare you waste your life watching other criminals? When you do, you are a criminal. You have become a criminal since what God deposited in you. You are not using it. You are a criminal in the eyes of God. They fought me for it. They are still where they are. We have used prayer, however. We have used prayer as an avenue for things. Lord, do this for me. Lord, do that for me. Lord, kill that my auntie. Kill that my uncle. The one that is firing me from the village. Father, kill him, and he's still not dead yet. Father, do this. God fighting your battle is legitimate. God providing for you is legitimate. But when you look at it, those things, they rank low. They rank low in how you use prayer. Praise the Lord. They rank low. Lord, do this. Lord, do that. In how we use prayer, they rank low. Amen? The place of prayer is your place of discovery. It's the place where God shows himself to you. Where your visage changes. Where your life is transformed. Jacob in Genesis 32 from 22 to 32. He wrestled all night. By the time he left the place, he was limping. Though he was physically limping, he left there as a giant. He left there as a great man. Now, the Bible says there that God said, now you have power with God. A man that has power with God has power with men. Hallelujah. The clarity of his destiny was more profound through that encounter. The Bible says he was alone. Show me Genesis 32, 22. Genesis 32, 22. And he arose that night and he took his two wives, his two female servants, 11 sons and so on. Keep on going. He took them over and so on. Go on. Then Jacob was left alone. He was left alone. The issue of your destiny, the issue of purpose, demands that you be alone with God. Demands that you sort it out in the place of prayer, alone with God, away from the noises of men, away from every form of distraction. If it needs to take you to fast, go and fast about it. A man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. Hallelujah. The place of prayer, as you discover God, you discover yourself. No wonder Job says, I used to hear of you, now I've seen you. My understanding has changed. I hate myself. He saw himself clearly in the place of prayer. The place of prayer defines who you are. When you are in the place of prayer regularly, sin will not be a desire in your heart. Anything that will contaminate your purpose will not be a desire in your heart. The baby you are meant to birth, you will not allow sin to abort it. You will not allow sin to kill it. The place of prayer is where you are given assurance. And God will tell you, yes, I'm with you. Go ahead. Don't worry. Go ahead. Many times I've wanted to throw in the towel. Lord, this is what you said. Lord, this is what is happening. I can't put the picture you showed me and the picture I'm seeing right now together. I'm done. I'm tired. And then suddenly it will show up. It's like saying, continue. Don't worry. Don't worry about what you're seeing now. Just keep looking at the picture I gave you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 15 that the mouth of the Lord has spoken it and his hand has fulfilled it. So whatever God has said about you, it is he alone and you that can fulfill it. Praise the Lord. That's why you need the place of prayer to find your identity. Your identity is not in the world. Your identity is in Christ. It is God that worketh in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. We are created for his pleasure. Find the angle of your pleasure. Find your visage in God. Are you a lion? Are you an eagle? Are you a calf? What are you in Christ? Who are you in Christ? What did God make you? You find it in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. Is somebody listening to me? Your amen is so low. It's as if I'm punishing you. No, I'm not punishing you. I'm giving you the truth to life. You are a carrier of God's image. What does this emblem on your life say about you? What does this program for your life say about you? Every product has an instruction manual. What does your manual say? I've told you mine. He called me to do what I'm doing. I don't regret what I'm doing. I was telling my wife yesterday night. I said, oh, you know what? I miss Italy. I miss Italy. And what do I miss? I miss the food. The people. I said, you know, if I was matured, more matured when I was there, I would have done something better. And she stopped me. You mean better than you are now? I said, actually, no. Because that means if I'm longing for that past, then the reality of this purpose will not show up. Praise the Lord. Then I'll be pursuing shadows all my life and enjoying it and all the opportunities to make so much money, and I made it and I can make it in the world. But am I going to make it in the eyes of God? Am I going to be significant in my destiny? Am I going to touch lives like I'm doing right now? Think about it.